House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is speaking out this afternoon after President Trump canceled an Oval Office meeting with Democrats. And this was to discuss the looming government shutdown set to start 1 week from tomorrow if no deal is reached.
It's clear that Donald Trump and House Republicans and Senate Republicans are running scared, which is why they refuse to even sit down and have a conversation to discuss the Republican government shutdown and the health care crisis that is going to cause people in the United States of America to die.
We're all going to die.
And for more on this, CBS News congressional correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns joins us now from our Washington bureau. Caitlin, very good to see you here. Can you talk about what stood out to you in that press conference and how much weight do his words have at this point?
Hey, Nancy, it's great to see you. Well, in just over a week, the government is poised to shut down if there can't be a deal reached to move forward with funding the government. And what is on the table right now is something that passed the House of Representatives with Republican support. It's now over in the Senate side, and it's just essentially an extension of current government funding for the next 7 weeks or so, and also includes new security funding for members of Congress in light of the Charlie Kirk shooting. Democrats, however, want to use this as a point of leverage. Now, you may think, don't Republicans control the House and the Senate? That's true. They do. But in the Senate, they have to get 60 votes. Republicans don't have 60 votes to pass something. And so they're going to need support from Democrats to get any of this through. And so Democrats are using this as a point to say, this is what we want out of this if we're going to give you these votes.